Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new podcast. I'm your host, Richard Hill, also the founder here at Teaching Online Business Podcast, where we help coaches, consultants, and experts grow and scale their business, and also help experts and entrepreneurs get the skills they need to master digital marketing. And for our regular listeners, that is something new that we're adding that I'm super, super excited about, because out of all the skills that you can use in your life, in your business, it's digital marketing that makes the biggest difference. That is a skill set that you must have. And at teachingonlinebusiness.com, you can learn those skills. So head over there, check it out. Hope everybody's doing good. Easter holiday just passed, and we actually have an Easter-themed podcast. Why you shouldn't keep all your eggs in one basket. So a little curiosity play there, but I'm sure many people are wondering, okay, what is this? But I promise this is another lesson that is super important. This is another lesson that can make you a lot of money. So be sure to pay attention. And if you're brand new, welcome to the podcast. That's what I do. Doesn't matter if it's on this podcast, Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook page, you know, to teach an online business community. We give you actionable advice, actionable strategies, tips that you can implement into your business today and get results. Everything that I teach, every piece of content that comes out, I want to make sure that it's valuable and it can give you a result. Because if you go through this whole podcast, we have many podcasts, dozens of them, and you listen to them, you're going to level up, and it's absolutely free, just a little bit of your time. So make sure you go check those out. So a lot of things going on right now, a ton of things, but I want to share a story about a client that just signed up doing onboarding. We did that Monday. Today is actually Saturday, April 18th, I do believe, and we did the onboarding Monday. Come to find out, this business owner, he's spending $30,000 a month on PPC, Google AdWords. He's spending another $5,000 a month on SEO. That's $35,000. He's spending another $15,000 a month on Facebook ads. So he's spending $50,000 a month. Now, for some people, that's not a lot. For other people, hey, that's a big number. But even no matter what level, you just can't put $50,000 a month out there and not get it back. Your doors are going to shut quick, right? So he's putting $50,000 a month out. Right now, he's getting back around $15,000 a month. He's did this 6 months in a row, losing $35,000 a month. Why? Fortunately for him, he came across us, and this was actually a referral. We've worked with a lot of people over the years, but thank goodness that he came to us. Because what people are telling him to do is wrong. And it's obviously that. He's losing $35,000 a month. But what is wrong? That's the big question. So when we dissect everything and we go through everything, it's easy and apparent to see that he made a mistake. And this is something, again, I see. When I'm doing audits and onboarding for a client, no matter how much they're spending, they could be spending $2,000 a month, they could be spending $250,000 a month. I see this same mistake over and over and over again. Most of their focus is over there on Google PPC. They think they can pay for traffic and it's going to generate clients. And that's not the case. Every traffic type is different. Google and SEO traffic is different from social media traffic. YouTube traffic is different from Facebook traffic. Different interests, different behaviors, different patterns, and the way they conduct business and the amount of touch points, it's all different. I don't care if it's social media paid traffic or organic traffic, they're all different. And what these business owners keep making the mistake of is they're focused on getting the sale on the very first visit. I want you to think about yourself. How many times do you go out and buy something? And let's say, for example, you go to Google, you want to get a pair of shoes. So you type it in, it pops up, you click, and you start looking at shoes. How many times do you buy the very first visit? Very few, right? You want to look at the different designs. You want to look at the different patterns. Look at the different brands. You want to compare prices. You want to go to 5-10 different websites. You want to look at reviews and different things like that. We rarely buy on our very first touch point. And if you are focused on that with your marketing, no matter if you are spending AdWords, Facebook ads, YouTube ads, SEO, no matter what that is, if your attention is trying to get that sale, you are targeting 3 to 10% of your audience only. So what are you doing with the other 90, 92, 95%? You're letting them come in and you're letting them walk right back out the door. Shame, shame, shame on you. That is a huge mistake. And I see this all the time. That's why I wanted to do a podcast about it. I wanted to bring it up. I see it all the time. You're only targeting a very small percentage of your audience. You are leaving a ton of money on the table. And this is how you lose $35,000 a month. Think about that. They are focused on having their eggs in one basket. They are focused on paid traffic and they don't have what they need in their full marketing campaign to get the job done. That's it. I've talked about this in the last few different podcasts. I don't think it was the last podcast, but the podcast before that. You might want to go check that out. I do so much content, honestly. And it's not in front of me, I can't remember, but I know it wasn't the last podcast, but it was the podcast before that where I talk about having a full marketing campaign. And this is where email marketing comes in. Email marketing is such a crucial piece of the digital marketing pie to be able to have the complete campaign, because let's go back to our client here. He's only targeting people that's going to come in and automatically buy. We already know that's not a lot of people. When we consider the whole audience, it's just a small, tiny portion. And saying it's 10%, I think, is way too much. It's probably more like 1 to 5%. But we'll give him 10%. But that still means 90% of the audience, he's not targeting. Why? Because he doesn't have anything else to get them within his groups, get them within the community where he can nurture and he can be top of mind with that client and build a relationship, build a trust, answer their most common questions, you know, solve some pain, solve some problems. This works both for services and products. If you have an e-commerce store, this is the same thing. Doesn't matter if you're selling services, products, or both. You have to get them on an email list. You got to get a name. You got to get the email, because that's your path to getting in front of them as many times as you want. And that's the key. This is what all these business owners are missing out on. So we need a lead magnet, and it should be focused on exit technology. So when I'm paying to have this person come over here and buy a product because he searched for a specific keyword. So he comes to the website, looks at a few things. Yeah, I can use my retargeting and I'm going to get back with them a little bit. But I'm better off if I can do both retargeting and also getting them on my email list, getting a name and email, because then, guess what? I control the conversation. I control how much content they're getting, and I get it. They can not look at the emails. They can click this, click that. Maybe they never pay attention. That's the game, guys. That's just part of the game. But if you want to make more money, if you want to quit leaving money on the table, and you are using paid traffic, then you better have your marketing campaigns. This is why so many people pay all this money and lose it on Google. Then they're like, Google don't work. SEO don't work. No, it does. What don't work is your marketing campaign. And look, we can get into ad copy, and there's so many different components. And this is why I recommend when our digital marketing masterclasses come out, you be a part of it. Because this is just one small example of how powerful this whole marketing campaign can be, and how powerful of skills and the deep knowledge that not only I have, but my mentors have. Because I do have mentors. I always say this. If you can have somebody that is steps ahead of you, learn from them. Master these skills. Because today, as we sit right now, with everything going on and all these businesses closing, business is never going to be the same. But your business don't have to be a casualty. I want you to know that. Don't think that way. Instead of thinking I'm doomed, it's time to start thinking, how can I start getting around the right people to help me level up, to help me get different skills, to take my eggs from being in this one basket and start piecing them out. Get a little bit over here. Get a little bit over there. Digital marketing is the key. You have to have a full marketing campaign. I don't care if you're doing PPC, SEO, YouTube videos, Twitch, Snapchat. Look, you can be in front and drive traffic. That is simple. I can drive 1 million people to a website within a week. That's not the point. And some of them would buy. But you're always targeting a minority of your audience. You have to get them into retargeting. You have to get them on your email list. That is a big, important lesson for you guys. You have to have the full campaign. I can retarget them. I can follow them around. But you can only follow them so much. That's why we got to get into the email. And look, if chat box are your thing, that's fine. We're just using different vehicles. If you need to get them in a LinkedIn group, that's fine. Facebook group, that's fine. That's what you want to do. Because in these groups, in email, in chat box, I get to control the conversation. And that is key. Because if you don't, guess what? You're going to have to pay more money to get that person back. But if I get them on my email list, it's not costing me nothing extra. And I can build a relationship with that person. I can show them I am the expert. I can give them value. I can build that relationship with them. And when it comes to them making a buying decision, guess what? I'm going to be at least top of the mind if they're interacting with me via email, chat box, whatever vehicle you use. So that's the whole point. That is the key. It's not just PPC. It's not just SEO. It's not just social media marketing. It's not just email marketing. It's knowing how to combine them all to get the best possible results. Because even if you're focused in one specific channel and it's working right now, doesn't mean that channel is going to work tomorrow. Things can happen in a blink of an eye. And if it's, you know, the C word that's going on, if that is not an example of how quick things can go to shit, then I don't know what is. So today, I want you to think about your marketing campaigns. Are you making the same mistake that I probably see 8 out of 10 business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants make? They're focused in driving traffic. They're focused on the minority of their audience and forgetting everybody else. You want to make more money? Want to make more sales? Retargeting? That's one. And what's the other? Email. Put it in a place. Now, let me give you another tip. Many of you may be thinking, oh, Lord, what can I put in place to get them on a name and email? Well, first, you can do exit technology. I briefly brought it up. Now, I want to go a little bit more. So, exit technology is when somebody comes to your website and they go to press X to get off the website. This is where you can be like, hey, before you go, why don't you grab this that helps you solve this? Right? We always want to solve pains, solve problems, give a prospect, which will become a lead, a result. Think about how you can give them a result. That's what you got to do. There's a lot of ways, and we'll talk about that more. And again, if you want to master digital marketing, you need to get your butt over to teachingonlinebusiness.com and get on our waiting list. That's what you need to do, because I'm telling you, what we teach in here is second to none. I do not hear anybody covering the topics, covering the strategies, and even the tactics that we have learned by being in the trenches. And that's just it. So hopefully you'll be a part of that. Because here's the deal. If you go over to Instagram, you can find us at RichardHell44. That is my Instagram page. You go over there. I want you to see the results that we're still getting our clients. And these are retail. These are retail clients. And we are selling furniture, modern furniture, not cheap furniture. We are selling it around $50,000. Pieces that you wouldn't even believe in a pandemic. So the pandemic is not an excuse. Things can be done. You just have to have the right skill sets, the right knowledge, and really have somebody that can guide you along that path. So anyway, go connect with us over there. Richard Hell 44 on Instagram. Check out some of the results. And just like on our podcast, we're always trying to give value. So hopefully this sticks with you, this relates with you, and you don't have all your eggs in one basket, and you can start focusing on completing the whole digital marketing campaign, and you're going to get better results. So, as always, thanks for taking the time to be here. It's always a pleasure, always an honor. I sincerely appreciate this. If you ever have any ideas, if you want specific topics, I'd be more than happy to cover them. Just let us know. You can always message us here on our podcast. Come over to teachingonlinebusiness.com. You can message us there. You can follow us on Instagram at RichardHell44. You can follow us over at Facebook at Ricky Hell Page. Yeah, weird name, but it is what it is. So many places that you can get a hold of us. And as always, if you want to level up, if you're a coach, consultant, expert, and you want to grow your business, or you want to master those digital skills, get over to teachingonlinebusiness.com and make it happen. So appreciate your time. Hopefully the weekend's treating you well. Good luck next week. Hope everybody has a good one. If you know anybody that can benefit from this, please take the time to share it. Please take the time to like wherever you're listening. We have so many channels where these podcasts go out. It's always appreciated. So till next time, I'll catch you guys later. Have a good one.